from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ivory Coast reacts to deadly bombing. In Ivory Coast, Sunday's deadly attack on beachgoers outside the commercial capital of Abidjan was the country's first real brush with terrorism. The attack killed 14 civilians and left 22 wounded. The government says two soldiers were also killed, as well as six attackers. Emily Hiob reports from the streets of Abidjan.
There is the usual hustle and bustle on the street of Abidjan Monday, but the day is far from normal.
La psychose est installée, elle est grande.
Abidjan resident Yuan Gay says psychosis has set in and is big. He says, we are scared that maybe they could come to Abidjan. One local headline calls it a bloodbath. Another simply reads, we are all Grand Bassam. The seaside town is just 50 kilometers outside Abidjan. Militant sect Hakim claimed the attack in a short message sent to a local Sahelian news site. For over a decade, Hakim has primarily operated for the north in the Sahara Desert. But West Africa has been on alert following recent attacks on upscale hotels in Bamako and Ouagadougou. Emily Yob for VOA News in Abidjan.
Of the 14 civilians killed, so far only two are confirmed to have been non-Ivorian. Turkey's military said its warplanes carried out 18 airstrikes on Monday, targeting Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. These strikes against the Kurdistan Workers Party, otherwise known as the PKK, came a day after a car bombing killed at least 37 people in Turkey's capital of Ankara. There's been no claim of responsibility, and Turkish officials said they expected to announce the results of the investigation into the blast on Monday. Turkish forces have been carrying out an offensive against the PKK since July, when President Recep Tayyip Erdogan declared the fight would continue until every militant is defeated. This is VOA News. UN envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura began a new round of peace talks Monday in Geneva, warning that there's only one alternative to the negotiations.
The alternative, some people call it Plan B, as you know. Well, as far as I know, the only plan B available is return to war, and to even worse war than we had so far.
Speaking before a meeting with a delegation from the Syrian government, Mr. de Mistura said it's up to the people of Syria to decide their future, and the UN must help them.
Public rhetoric will try to cast iron preconditions, but this is a moment of truth. And hopefully proactive chance.
He said the plan is to hold indirect talks with each side for about 10 days, then after a recess, convene the next round of negotiations beginning in early April and another one after that. The envoy said he believes the process will yield at least a roadmap for peace. Brazilian police say some 3 million people across the country took to the streets on Sunday, demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. The protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president, who finds herself embroiled in a corruption scandal and presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. A nationalist anti-immigrant party, Alternative for Deutschland, has won seats in three German regional elections, a result seen as a rebuke to Chancellor Angela Merkel's open immigration policy. The elections were the first major political test since Germany registered nearly 1.1 million people as asylum seekers last year. U.S. presidential candidates are looking ahead to tomorrow, when five states hold their primary elections. Florida, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, and Carolina are particularly important for Republican frontrunner Donald Trump's opponents, who want to prevent him from grabbing a possible insurmountable lead. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the leader in the Democratic race, faces Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Mother Teresa, the nun who cared for the poorest of the poor across India, will be given official approval to be declared a saint on Tuesday. At the charity she founded in Calcutta, nuns continuing her work say her impact is being felt around the world. Sister Christie is a nun and spokesperson for Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity.
Mother's legacy was of wholehearted and free service to the poorest of the poor. And this service is carried on in our homes here in Calcutta and also around the world.
The missionary nun won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979 for her work with Calcutta's destitute and ill. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.